Ripple Effect, written by L.T. Ryan and read by Alexander Sandiz.
Chapter 1. He sat across the street from the kind of fancy private school he never would have been able to attend when he was a teenager. It's not that his father hadn't had the money for it. Quite the contrary, in fact. But his uncle had forbid it. No member of the cartel was going to have that blight against their name. Instead, he'd followed in his father's footsteps and gone to a rundown public school in the heart of the city. Fights in the cafeteria had made him a man. He grew up on the streets, learning which corners the cops avoided and which they hounded. It was a better, more useful education than any institution could provide. He was grateful, though he couldn't help the bitter taste that washed across his tongue. These kids that spilled from the tall entryway doors dressed in their matching uniforms had it so easy. They had no idea how advantaged they were. But he wouldn't have traded his experience for the world. He could walk down any street, and every single person in his way would step to the side. Even the biggest, toughest gangsters paid deference to him. It wasn't just his family name. It was the reputation he had built for himself. It was a reputation he was ready to flaunt. He'd spent far too long in the shadow of his uncle. "But that's about to change," he muttered. There was no one in the car to hear his words, but he didn't care. His eyes were trained on the girl who had just emerged from the front of the school. He brought his hand up to shield his eyes from the afternoon sun. A thin layer of sweat pooled where his index finger met his forehead. She laughed and smiled and waved to her friends as she bounded down the front steps, looking carefree and optimistic. She was about to receive a hard lesson in life. He was glad the windows on his sedan were so darkly tinted. The girl looked directly at him as she crossed the street and passed in front of his vehicle. But her eyes slid past the car and quickly returned to her book as soon as she made it to the other side of the road. A coy smile played around her lips as she read. She stopped at the corner, folded the corner of the page she was reading, and then continued on her way. He checked his side mirror and studied the road. All clear. He slid out of his car and shut the door. It closed with a slight click. He doubted the girl was paying close enough attention that she'd be concerned by the sound in the first place, but he couldn't afford taking that chance. They had one shot to do this. If they missed their window, her father would go on high alert and they wouldn't have another chance at her. She turned the corner, the wind rustling her school uniform, causing her plaid skirt to blow to the side. He kept an eye on the back of her head, determined not to let her out of his sight for one second. He tapped the screen of his phone and brought up his partner's contact info. He hit the call button, stuck his phone back in his pocket, and adjusted his earpiece. The other man answered after the first ring.
"Yeah? On my way. How long?"
"3 minutes." He looked over his shoulder. No one was following.
"Maybe less?"
"Copy." They kept the line open, but neither one said anything for the next several minutes. He kept his distance from the girl by taking up a leisurely pace. He looked up at the buildings surrounding him, his hands deep in his pockets. He knew he didn't look like a typical gangster with his plain white sneakers, dark jeans, and brand new leather jacket. The people he passed on the street glanced at him for a second or two and then looked away. He was handsome, but not remarkable. They wouldn't remember him for more than a few minutes, if at all. She stopped at the next corner and stole a glance at her paperback while waiting for a line of cars to pass. He cursed under his breath, but didn't slow down. It'd be too obvious he was tracking her if he mirrored her actions. She might be a young girl, but her father would have taught her the basics of keeping herself safe.
"What?" the other man asked.
"Passing it now," he said as he walked by the girl. She smelled like lavender shampoo. It stood out amid the lingering exhaust fumes. She looked up from her book at him for a second. There was no sign of recognition on her face. The fear she should feel was not present.